At 21 years old, Shay Evans has already completed 2 A-League seasons and represented the Young Matildas. She says her John Moriarty Indigenous Football Scholarship has played a big part in that success.
I couldn't have done it without them and their support. So, you know, and through school, education, homesickness, they've been always there in the corner supporting me. So I'm very grateful.
Moriarty now coaches 2,000 Indigenous children every week in a program costing $3 million annually. They had hoped to benefit from some of FIFA's $357 million Women's World Cup Legacy Fund. But they say, so far, no money has been set aside for Indigenous-led programs like theirs. The Moriarty Foundation's managing director, Ross Moriarty, says it's disappointing.
So we have no direct funding from FIFA at all. We have very little direct funding, almost none, from Football Australia. In fact, I think it's been less than $20,000 in our 11 years of operation for a program that costs us $3 million a year to deliver. And I think the point about these grassroots-led programs, not just ours, but also the Indigenous Roos and Koalas, the national championships, which sit outside, completely outside the system, is that these are the programs that have been in existence. They've been proving their value. We're showing the outcomes. We've got kids into pathways. But really, they should be supported by legacy from a World Cup as huge as this, as significant as this.
In 2 weeks' time, the Women's World Cup and all the excitement that's come with it will be over. But these grassroots groups say the story doesn't have to end there. They want Australia to seize the momentum to secure a future for the next generation of Indigenous footballers. FIFA has been praised for flying First Nations flags and including welcomes to country at matches. Last week, Indigenous Football Australia asked FIFA to back up those shows of support with funding. Former Socceroos captain Craig Foster says the lack of funding is unacceptable.
What FIFA and Football Australia are saying is, well, there will be some money afterwards and, you know, let's have that conversation. Well, that's not good enough. It's not good enough for Indigenous Australia. They're the traditional owners of the land on which all of these games are happening. And they're being held up as being, you know, at the forefront and how much the game respects them. And we've got welcomes to country and all of these things. And as good as that is, it's simply unacceptable to then say, well, you know what, guys, we've got all of these legacy projects we need to do and you guys are last. And if we've got a little bit left over afterwards, you know, come and see us. We've moved a long time ago past tokenism and this appropriation of culture. We've got to have something behind it.
Football Australia denies the Legacy Fund will not include First Nations groups. Its National Indigenous Advisory Group Chair, Jade North, says the issue needs to be examined as a whole.
We all have to sit down in the room, talk to each other. How can we better? No one is bigger than Indigenous football, and I'll make that clear. How do we all come together, work together, and, you know, the pie is big enough for everybody. And for me, it's the kids that miss out. That, first and foremost, the kids are the ones that miss out.
FIFA is yet to publicly confirm exactly how the Legacy Fund will be allocated. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.